Hebrew Bible class, session 8. What does the Torah say about its own origin? So in this session, we talk through the mentions in the Torah that talk about its own writing. So the first mention in the Bible about the Bible being written is actually in Exodus chapter 17. And it's actually talking about a specific story that's being written down, not the whole thing. So the Amalekites attacked Israel as they were wandering around in the desert. This is the story where Joshua went and fought, and Moses stood up on a hill, and he held the staff of God in his hands, and whenever it was up in the air, the Israelites were winning, and whenever it dropped down, they started losing. So so Aaron and Hur, I believe, held up Moses' hands, and then they won. And so when they were done with that, Yahweh said, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered. So this is the first instance. The reminding of God's rescue as one of the main reasons why Scripture exists. Then the second mention is a couple chapters later when they're at Mount Sinai. And God is making this covenant, and he says, if you obey my covenant, then you'll be a set-apart nation. All the people in the world are mine. The world is mine. But I have a special place for you, Israel. And here are the terms. If you listen to my commands and you do these things, then I will bless you. You'll be my nation, et cetera, et cetera. So Moses, he came down. He told the people. They said, yes, we agree. This is like a marriage covenant. Like God said, if you do this, then we'll be married, we'll be tied together. And Israel said, yes, let's do it, I do. Then Moses wrote down all the words of Yahweh, and he took it and he read them to the people. So the second one here is the terms of the relationship, specifically with Israel. That they would be a priest, a holy nation, set apart with a purpose. And then there are several more in between there. But the last one in all of the Torah is in Deuteronomy chapter 31, which is the very end. Yahweh said, write this song and put it in their mouths so that it will be a witness against them. So this is a reminder. It's a song. It's a poem. It's artwork in its nature, that it's not just a story or a rule. It's a song to remind them of their agreement with God and to hold them accountable. It would be a witness against them. So Moses finished writing down the words of this Torah in a scroll. He told the Levites to take the scroll, and that includes this song right there at the end, and to put it beside the Ark of the Covenant as a witness against them. So then the three examples that we see, and if you look at the examples in between, they fall into these three categories, primarily the first two, as a reminder of God's rescue, the terms of the relationship covenant, and that in this case a song to remind them of their relationship terms and that covenant that they agreed to. This isn't saying that they were held hostage or that they had to do this under the law. This was a voluntary thing that they agreed to do, and we know that they didn't going forward over and over and over again, but this is, they were excited about it at the time. So, the paradigm is that the future hope of God's people is discovered in seeing the patterns of the past, because these three are repeated over and over. And so that's why we see these here, is that these are the repeated things, is that God is dedicated to rescuing his people. He has certain terms. He has certain things that make that relationship work. We keep on breaking them, and he keeps on rescuing us and returning. And the scripture is here as a reminder, as a witness against us, that says, this is how it should be. This is how you have broken that relationship. And here's how to get back into the right relationship with God. And find very difficult. And at some point, much further down the road, God sent himself, because no one else could fix that relationship. Nobody else could stand in that gap. And so, yeah, so that's the examples about the Torah in the Torah, which is the Torah being the first five books, which I assume next time we'll get into more of those. It's interesting that while we're reading this, this is the author of the Torah wrote about Moses' death, which we talked about earlier, that he writes about Moses' death and says that no one in Israel has risen like Moses to this very day, which seems to indicate that it's much further in the future. It's not just after Joshua. And so that's not Moses writing. That's somebody else. That's the narrator. And they're an unnamed scribe somewhere. And so even within the Torah, we see this this development that Moses wrote a story about the Amalekites, and that stuck around for a while. And he wrote this, he wrote the covenant with Israel, and he wrote the instructions for building the tabernacle, and he wrote this song to remind the people of their ties with this incredible God who is seeking to build a relationship with them and set them apart as a nation of priests so that God can reach back out into the world and reconnect with a rebellious people.